Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hawk, Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com.
The hardest working man in Pittsburgh sports.
Jeff, did you make it to all four today? Did you get Penguins, Steelers, Pirates, and U.S. Open?
U.S. Open was just too geographically far, and Pirates were going on the same time as trying to watch Steeler practice to see what Aaron might do. So
you got two.
I did hear about all of that.
You got two. You got the Penguins introductions.
I got a couple.
And you got the Steelers practice. We had Richie Walsh on yesterday as our boots on the ground, and he was raving about the zip. He said, look at the zip on this ball from Aaron Rodgers. A night and day difference between the way Mason Rudolph throws a football and Aaron Rodgers. What are your Aaron Rodgers observations after 2 days?
That he's been very willing to learn, that he's asking a lot of questions. And in the locker room, he seems very comfortable already with the guys. I mean, they're just, and to a man, players say, you know, I didn't realize how laid back he is. Because you hear so much about Aaron, and so much of it is about stuff not on the field. And I think guys have been a little surprised with just how kind of laid back, how, you know, he says he's all in. He's very easy to talk to. But it's been a lot of him just kind of watching what's going on. Haven't seen a ton of him throwing. It's been more of him, you know, going through watching what the offense is doing. It is interesting, though. You see it on TV, but to watch all the different arm angles and being able to throw off the back foot and how easy it looks for him, even at 41, is something to watch.
So zip, though, we can't really quantify yet, correct? The zip is still up in the air.
I mean, he hasn't done team drills, so I don't want to get too far ahead. Mm-hmm. But he looks, I mean,
How's the mobility look,
if
Jeff?
You're a quarterback coach.
I'll switch it up. How's the mobility look? Because that was my bigger concern. The arm was
good.
Always there.
He looks good. Yeah, and in fact, I think we've had some video up of him doing some of the quarterback drills, the individual drills, and that part of it looks fine. I mean, there's no residue from the Achilles injury. He said as much, and you can see it on the field. I mean, those are non-issues, at least at this point. Now, you're 41. As the season goes on, could those things crop up? Of course. But in the first couple of days of minicamp, he looks good.
Jeff Hathorn, our guest here, taking in Aaron Rodgers' first 2 days of practice. This is something that hasn't come up on our show yet with you. So apparently Calvin Austin has been named wide receiver 2 by Zach Azzani today, the wide receivers coach. Arthur Smith was unwilling to name Jaylen Warren the Steelers running back 1. So I am interested in both of those things. Do you think both coaches are telling the truth? Do you think that Austin is clear cut their second wide receiver? And do you think that Warren is actually in a battle to get the most snaps early in the season with Caleb Johnson?
Yeah, I don't know if it's clear cut for Calvin, but I would say he's their number 2 right now. That doesn't mean it can't change.
Even with all these Kabbali gushing reviews of Roman Wilson, making it sound like Roman Wilson in one offseason has gone from warmer to Tyreek Hill?
I will use the been there, done that on a field line, and that gives him a leg up on Roman because he's done very little on an NFL field. And Calvin had some games, and there's some thought. DK was talking about this today, Metcalf, about, you know, how his speed can work with Metcalf's speed, but they're different players, and how them on the field at the same time could present some challenges for opposing defenses. So, yeah, I would say as of now, personnel changes could change that, obviously. But I would say he's number two. As for running back, I think that's Arthur Smith just trying to throw a little bit more of a charge. Not that Jalen isn't doing everything that Jalen normally does in practice, but I think that's more a let's put a little bit more gas in Jalen's tank. But I will say this: they do like Caleb Johnson, and they do expect him to play a role in this offense this year.
Jeff, this happened yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to ask you about it. What do you make of Carl Dunbar basically just anointing Derek Harmon a starter already, which we know Mike Tomlin is never thrilled about unless he does it with Maurkice Pouncey or something like that?
I think he would have sounded foolish if he wouldn't have, when you look at the depth chart. And while Tomlin might not like it, and I think he reacted in kind to that, I mean, it's just pretty obvious. I mean, not just that he's a first-round pick, but you see him in a few of the drills. You know what the situation was at the end of the season last year in that Baltimore game, and he's a guy that immediately can help turn that around or at least be a part of turning that around. So I'm not surprised. And, you know, as much as Carl can be a tough guy, he's not as much a tough guy as John Mitchell, where – you know, he would really, really go against rookies. I think they kind of realize what they have and what they need to do this year on defense.
Jeff, the buzz from OTAs before Aaron Rodgers showed up was that Mason Rudolph looked like a starting quarterback. We had you and other insiders on there like, yeah, he sounds it. He looks the part, all those things.
Yep.
So, like, in just the first 2 days of watching Aaron Rodgers do some of these off-platform throws and stuff that you're talking about, like, do you see a big gap between the two guys?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, and I preface this only because Aaron said it. I mean, he's not doing team drills during OTAs. So it's hard to measure what Aaron's doing in these team periods compared to what Mason has done. I'll say this for Mason. I mean, you wouldn't know when he's huddling up, when he's walking around. I mean, does he at times defer to Aaron in conversations? I'm sure. But you would think that, you know, he's still approaching it the same way. And because he's taken the team reps as the number one guy, you know, there's still some of that there. But
do you think there's a big drop off between the two guys? You personally?
I think there's a drop off between the guys. I do. How big it is, I want to see Aaron in a team period. Not to be evasive, but I do. Let's see what he looks like. Full go in a real offense, or even a real offense in shorts. I think Mason's look good, but just watching Aaron, listening to these guys talk about Aaron, I maybe I'm just buying into the fact of let's see what this guy could do before I bury and say that, you know, he's washed up.
Is this going to look more like Aaron Rodgers' offense or Arthur Smith's offense?
I think Aaron's. Yeah, I do. I mean, Arthur kind of went down that road today.
He talked about audibles, and he just created a delicious word salad.
Oh, my God.
I was just parsing through that. It's funny you say that. Once again, trying to figure out exactly what he meant.
Do you think of a particular kind of salad? Do you think of a particular kind of salad? I said if somebody says word salad, my brain goes to ham salad. Pony said Cobb salad. Would you like to add Caesar to the mix, Jeff?
I was going to go with chicken.
Chicken salad with fries on it?
Well, I mean, made out of something else.
Jeff, I don't know why. I don't understand why it just is so hard. Why can't
Arthur
Rogers,
Smith? Why can't he just give a straight answer there?
Why can't he do what Mike Tomlin did when asked about a quarterback competition? To just say he's Aaron Rodgers. He has the freedom to change plays. He's going to go with plays he likes. I don't understand why he couldn't just do that today.
I don't either. I wish I had an answer for you on that one, but I do think we will see a different offense, and I think he's smart enough to realize it.
Let me bring in
Aaron Rodgers.
Let me ask you one more on quarterbacks. In OTAs and the first 2 days of minicamp, does it look like with Will Howard like they've got something, or is it like a very, very good thing that he gets to sit and watch and not really be a part of this quarterback derby this year?
So I would say this. He's inconsistent. There are times you watch and it's like he made a throw today to Darnell Washington over the middle on a 2-minute drill for a touchdown. That was, picturesque for about a 20-yard score. And Darnell went up and got him. It was a perfect throw. There are other throws you're watching, you're like, oh, man. Or decisions he might make that's just, he didn't look, he didn't find the right guy, or he wasn't where he should have been. So you see glimpses of it. And I think you see that a lot with rookies, but that's what we've seen from Will. There's been some good in there, and Aaron has said that he wants to work with him.
Yep.
That he's gonna help him out as much as he wants the information. And it seems like from what we've seen from Will Howard and talking to him and just watching him, that he's gonna be a guy that's gonna be asking for a lot of information.
Jeff, thank you for another rousing Hawk report. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.